Dr. Madawi Al-Rashid of King's College here in London.
And finally this hour to an insect who's often seen as something of a bumbling drone.
Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy grown-up, busy, busy bee, whiling away the passing hours, pinching all the pollen from the cauliflowers. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as...
Well, scientists now say they believe bees have personalities beyond just being busy. That seems to fly in the face of our usual conception of bees as featureless workers all dedicated to serving their queen. So do bees really have different personalities? I asked Professor Jean Robinson, who's leading the research.
That's what our research is showing. We looked at their tendency to engage in novelty-seeking behavior in the context of collecting food, and we certainly see that they show this novelty-seeking tendency, but that's not enough to call something personality. One of the gold standards for personality research is to show a similar tendency in different contexts. So we asked whether we could find a different context and whether bees would show novelty seeking in these two different contexts. And in fact, they did. What we found was that bees that are engaged in scouting for a new nest site are three times more likely to engage in scouting for new food sources than non-scouts. But with that commonality established, we can assert that bees at least have the rudiments of personality.
And so we would call these novelty seekers thrill seekers, would we?
Well, these bees in particular are novelty seekers. They're looking for new sources of food and new nest sites when they need it. We really have no way of knowing whether they find a search for these kinds of resources thrilling, so that remains unanswered.
Okay. What about other types of personalities? Are there a lot of different types of personalities going on in a hive?
It's hard to say. This is the first systematic research to look for these kinds of consistent tendencies in different contexts. Certainly, there are different forms of behavior that honeybees show. Some are more aggressive than others. Some are more hardworking than others. Those differences are very interesting. They don't resonate as clearly as personality differences because novelty seeking is an established form or established part of the human personality panorama.
And you did this all just by watching their behavior, did you?
Well, we started with some really well-established behaviors that had already been studied by others previously. So scout honeybees were known to exist, and the way in which they look for new food has been very well studied. What we did was we looked at the activity of thousands of genes in the brains of scouts, compared them to the activity of non-scouts, and found certain key differences that we then were able to build upon and manipulate to be able to show causal connections. Now, the pathways that we chose were influenced by our thinking that scout bees are showing novelty seeking. So we zeroed in on pathways known to be involved in novelty seeking in vertebrates, and sure enough, there were differences in those pathways.
And I guess this whole thing begins to blur even more the line between human beings and insects and creatures like bees.
Well, when we drill down deeply, we see that there are a lot of commonalities at the molecular level underlying complex behavior. And really, that is something that is it's a manifestation of what we learned in the latter half of the 20th century, one of the biggest advances in biology, that all organisms, from microbes to plants to animals to humans, basically share many of the same genes in common.
If you like, but don't sting me. Honeybee, honeybee, I must buzz off. If you like, but don't sting me.
With BBC.com.